Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Programmatic advertising will carry its 2016 success in Latin America into this year. The Italian government has called for stricter censorship rules and tougher punishments for users who post illegal content online. And Baidu sees success from its news feed feature. Programmatic advertising is on the rise in the Brazilian market, according to a new report. IAB Brazil has published a report on digital advertising in the country, finding that 2016 saw industry-wide revenues of 10.3 billion Brazilian real, or 2.5 billion US dollars. This represents an annual increase of 12%, which will continue into 2017, as forecasted, double-digit growth, predominantly driven by advertising in search, social media, and video. Edmardo Galli, the CEO of Ignition One Brazil, said that he predicted the trends in 2017 to be the same trends of 2016, but in a more developed way. However, he added that search will suffer in the next few years due to better alternatives for programmatic, such as video. Increased levels of internet censorship have been called for by the Italian government. The country's Minister of Justice, Andrea Orlando, has recently voiced his concern regarding the use of Facebook to promote xenophobic and racist opinions. In an interview with Italian publication Sputnik Italy, Orlando said that Facebook can no longer be considered a resource with certain content, adding that it's necessary to bring to justice users who post racist comments online. However, it's been argued that these comments calling for potential censorship are part of a move to preserve the Italian establishment in government following the failure of a referendum in the country and the victories for Donald Trump and the Brexit campaign in the US and UK, respectively. The recent success of Baidu's newsfeed advertising has seen the company upgraded by JP Morgan. Following the drop of 13% in stock price throughout 2016, Baidu is once again gaining momentum. Whilst high levels of competition from WeChat and Weibo have made the company's growth a challenge, the introduction of monetization to its newsfeed feature in October is expected to account for between 4 and 7% of total revenue before the start of 2018. Alex Yao from JP Morgan said that Baidu's competition in the in-feeds ad market was expected to come from Tencent and Alibaba, who have recently introduced similar features. The European Commission has revised the e-privacy directive to toughen up the ways in which messaging services can control user data. Under the new rules, apps such as Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Gmail will no longer be allowed to record any kind of messaging information from the user without the specific consent. Andras Ansip, Vice President for the Digital Single Market, said that the changes will increase the level of trust that users will have in messaging companies, adding that the laws provide a high level of protection for consumers while allowing businesses to innovate. As of 2018, the punishment for breaking the regulations will see the offending company receive a fine of up to 4% of its global turnover. However, the rule has been criticized by some telecom companies who say that the limitations are stricter than those that apply to internet-only messaging services. And finally, Chinese character domain names have broken a major milestone. The China Internet Network Information Center has announced that the number of Chinese character domain names has broken the 1 billion total mark, now sitting at 1.03 billion. Because most internet domain names are created using the Roman alphabet, many Chinese alphabet domain names work as a link to their corresponding Roman domain name. However, in a statement issued by the China Internet Network Information Center, it encouraged internet companies in the country to begin promoting Chinese alphabet domain names as a way of increasing their presence on the web. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.